doesn't matter about Korea or Taiwan, Hong Kong or China. If they know they want to come to the United States, they were thinking New York or Los Angeles. Even New York, they say, New York, I have a friend in Flushing. So I call my friend, hi, I will be come to Flushing. I come to New York. Where should I go? Oh, come here. I'm looking for the room for you. So friends help friends. More people come. Because if you're a new immigrant, you must get some help, right? To ask your friend, say, where's the leave is good, where can get a job, which school is good, what should I do? You must give a recommendation. It's your experience. If your experience is in Flushing, so their experience will be Flushing. So Flushing make experience make Flushing.
She did it that last weekend.
We write to Congress about different issues. When I teach government, we do a lot of writing. So I want them to understand, these are immigrant kids, that contacting government is something that you can do. In most of Latin America, you know, government is kind of removed from you. And especially because we had a lot of dictatorship, people didn't dare to write to the government, you know. My students appreciate the opportunity to contact their senators and write a letter, and they get things back. We even write to the president, you know. So that's the thing we do in class, trying to get my students involved in contacting their senators. I married someone who's from the United States, an American, as people say, we're all Americans, but in any case. And so he speaks only English, and so my English has improved a lot because that's the language that we use at home. Although he wants me to talk to him in Spanish, I rather talk to him in English. I want to practice my English.
Nie ma to kraju, kraju na to werchowinu, keby mnie pokulati odnu ohodinu. Oj, nie ma to kraju, kraju na to werchowinu, keby mnie pokulati odnu ohodinu. And suddenly came in my mind, in my dream. I never used showed it to the office yet, but really I'm surprised myself that after 60 or 70 years, a long time ago.
I started playing at the age of 6. So I just loved the instrument. I would say I'm kind of biased with the thing. So if somebody asks what's the best instrument, I'd say Veena, what is this? So just the sound of it is something that I always love that. It just gives, I would say that it has this some kind of a magnetic thing that just pulls a person into it. So generally people say in India, like, it's very hard to learn this instrument and master, and they do say it is one of the toughest instrument to learn. But somehow I never felt it that way. When somebody asked me, I normally say, oh, that's the easiest instrument you could learn.